At Camp David today, President Bush said he was proud of American troops for killing Zarqawi. The president spoke at a joint news conference with the Danish prime minister today. He acknowledged that Zarqawi's death does not mean the end of violence in Iraq.
This man had a lot of blood on his hands. He killed a lot of people. And it's a big deal to have brought him to justice. Having said that, I don't want the American people to think that a war is won with the death of one person, that we have still more work to do. I am confident that al-Qaeda will try to regroup and kill other people in order to say, well, we haven't lost our, you know, we haven't lost our way.
The president says he'll meet next week with Iraqi leaders, and he said it is too soon to say when U.S. forces will be able to leave Iraq.
I think it is, we'll get a realistic appraisal about the capacity for standing up Iraqi troops as this new government begins to function as a government. It wasn't until just a couple of days ago that they didn't have a defense minister. Now they've got a defense minister, which will give us time to assess their command and control, their capacity to be able to send an order from the top to the bottom of their organization. A defense ministry that'll be independent from politics, hopefully. Once we make those assessments, then I think I'll be able to give the American people a better feel for what stand up, stand down means.
There are 130,000 U.S. military personnel in Iraq.